Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It's the review show after Liverpool's rather strange 3-0 draw with Sevilla in the Champions League. Okay, so I'm joined by Tom and Ross for this one. Tom, what the frickin' hell did we witness last night?
A really good game of football, but I'll be honest.
I'm just not bothered. No, I wanted it to be boring and 1-0.
No,
you'd prefer us to draw 3-0 than to win 1-0.
No. but it's one of them. That's why we wanted to be in the Champions League, to face up against teams who were going to play like we've played. They played so good football, and the fact that we're disappointed that we drew is mad, because they should be disappointed that they drew, because they should have won that game. They played us off the park, and we just capitalised on our chances that we got in the first half. I'll be honest, the result's really frustrating, and the fact that the way we draw at the end is really frustrating, but as a game of football, it was really good.
Tom, you're right, it was an exciting game of football. I'm not comfortable with the way that Liverpool lost those three goals, though, and I don't think any Liverpool fan is. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, going into half time, if you put any weight into expected goal stats, ours was 2.82 and theirs was 0.54, which was their Nolito chance. That was really all that they created. Now, I don't think Liverpool played particularly well first half. I don't think we strung any passes together. I think Klopp said as much, and Gini Wijnaldum said as much actually in his post-match interview. Gini Wijnaldum was talking about it and saying, like, we didn't play well, we didn't put our foot on the ball, we didn't control that game of football, and that's the disappointing thing for him. But second half, when we really needed to, Ross, we definitely didn't, and we weren't creating as many chances, obviously, and sticking any chances away.
No, that's exactly what Tom said. It's not the result, but isn't what people are annoyed at. I think it's the overall performance, and especially, obviously, the second half. They just came out of the blocks. Ava Banega just absolutely ran that show. I don't know if anyone else picked it up, but I don't know they did on commentary. It was why someone just didn't go and man-mark him and just completely take him out of the game, because he was pulling strings left, right and centre, and we just couldn't cope. But first half, I thought they had two clear chances. The one that Carrier saves and one that goes
Ben, just
wide. And you think, I think that was at 1-0. I mean, it could have been 2-1 down before half-time. I think we just got really lucky. But I thought they just dominated midfield, yeah, and we just couldn't handle it. Even for that first one, I know everyone's going to slate Mourinho for his performance last night, but that was Ben Yedder thing. He was miles away from where he should have been, and he was just left a massive gap opening. That should have been an awakening there and then, yeah, to their dangerous attack. It's almost a mirror side. Their defence is shocking like ours, but going forward, they're just as dangerous as we are, and we know that because of when we drew them last time.
Well, that's it now. But the worrying thing for me is that's what, the third time we've played Sevilla and we've had a lead at half time and they've changed something up and they've come back into the game. Yeah. And this isn't something that's brand new for this Jurgen Klopp side. This has been a problem for Liverpool for a while now. We looked into some of the stats last night. Liverpool have dropped points in 21 games under Jurgen Klopp now from leading positions at half time. He's only managed the side for 119 games, Tom. So people are quite rightly, I think, questioning Liverpool's game management.
Definitely, and it's hard because we've done that to other teams. We've come back like that, and I think it's just
a different mentality needed to come back in a game. Definitely. And to hold on, isn't it?
Definitely, and we just don't have, we were talking about it, we're not built to be a 4-5-1. We don't train that. We were talking about it while we were watching it. You could see we don't. And when you're asking Mane and Salah to kind of tuck in, it's really difficult, I think, for them, because they that's not something that they want to do. Of course, they have to do it. They're professional footballers, but they're always looking to go. And it's just really frustrating that it keeps happening. And I imagine we grind out that result of 3-2. That kind of puts to rest for a while. Just, okay, we can't do this. We can't defend in a Champions League tie away from home. And we were so close to doing it. That's what hurts the most. That's why I was so angry. That's why I was so upset after the game. Because we were so close.
Of course, listen, it's an injury time winner for them, and it's another corner, it's another second ball from a corner, and you know Clavin doesn't quite get enough on it. It's since come out since the game, and probably why it's dulled my negatives on the game, and why I'm starting to think a bit more positively about it, is that their manager told their players at half time, Ross, that he had prostate cancer. Freaking hell, he's gamed them there, hasn't he? Yeah. He's used everything to get a result against Liverpool, and fair play to him. And I hope that he, you know, the real game starts for him now in life, you know what I mean? Yeah. He was only appointed in May. So fair play to him for, you know, stepping up. Hopefully they've caught it early and stuff, so they expect him to make a full recovery. His players fought for him and fought for their team, and their fans got into it. And whatever, that is a difficult situation for a Liverpool team to hold up against. And we didn't quite do it, yeah. But you know what? We still got a draw away. We're still top of the table. Our destiny's still in our own hands as far as Champions League go. We've still not been beaten. That's a tough place to go. I mean, no one's won there in how many months?
20, I think it was 26 games
now. Yeah. That makes it... People fight for records, Ross. Mm. They fight to keep those records because they know how hard they've worked to have that record in the first place. So for Liverpool to go in there and get a draw and still be top of this Champions League group after the adversity of that second half shows that we still do have something in the tank.
Yeah, but that's why I said before, it's just frustrating. The result wasn't frustrating because you would have taken a draw before we went into that game, I think. But it's just because we were 3-0 up and then we threw it away. But it kind of explains why they came flying out the blocks in the second half. And I think people underestimate Sevilla. I think they've got a much better European pedigree in the past 5-6 years than we have had.
Absolutely.
Because they've won trophies left, right and centre, and they've consistently been in Europe. So for us, not only to be top of the table, we've not been in the Champions League for a few years. And when we did, we fell straight out of it. So to manage what we're doing top of the group still and doing all right in the league again, I think we need more credit where it's due, to be honest. But it's just because the arse fell out of us, that's why it was viewing.
Yeah, and that's it. And I can totally understand that. Listen, we've got some comments, so we'll go through some of them now. Manjot Singh says, it felt like a loss, to be honest, but we got to keep our heads high and focus on our next games, especially the game against Spartak Moscow, which is now must win. And of course, we've got Chelsea and Stoke and a couple of others in between that. So Mike Tyson says, hardly slept last night because of our shocking defending. Forget Freddy Krueger, Alberto Moreno is the nightmare on my street, which is absolutely hilarious. We do have to talk about Alberto Moreno's performance. Tom, for you, one question first for you. Carlos David said, Tom, lad, what happened to your beautiful hair, lad?
It just got shaved off because it annoyed me, mate. I'm sorry. Yeah, everyone says scissors.
Eight and a six.
Rate Tom's haircut out of 10 in the comment section for me and whether you think it's shaved or not. But we do have to talk about Alberto Moreno. First question I want to ask you, Tom. Do you drop him for the next game?
Definitely not. He's had a stinker, yeah. But look, he lost his head, but it's very easy to do in a crowd situation like that, in a game situation like that. As soon as he makes that first mistake, that free kick, it's ridiculous. Why push them over on the ground, especially when you know that they're going to throw themselves on the ground like they did? That's no excuse, but they did throw themselves on the ground every chance they got. As soon as he does that and then the man runs across and gets the goal, that's it. His head's gone then, and it's so hard because hopefully the squad today, when they're training, they all just go to each other, look, yeah, we could have done better there, but you can't just go, this man's at fault for this, because it wasn't just him. There was a few places on that pitch that weren't good enough, especially second half. So, no, he comes back in, he keeps his place. We don't try not to damage his confidence. more than he already has for himself. And just
that's it for me now. It's personally, it's about Klopp and how he manages Mourinho. I mean, you don't throw 16 good games away for one bad game. The problem for a lot of Liverpool fans, I think, is that we've seen these type of performances from Mourinho before, isn't it, Ross? And you know, they were a few months ago now. This is his one shocker so far this season, and there's those extenuating circumstances of the crowd and the place that he grew up and made his football career and stuff like that. So it can happen, and it didn't just happen to Alberto Moreno, it happened to a lot of players. So I'm just going to go into the comments, Ross. And it's, this one's Jamie Howson, who says, our defence was pretty solid last night. The midfield lost us the game. Is that something you agree with?
Yeah, as someone mentioned at the top of the show, it's just completely dominated, whether it was outnumbered or I think they were playing 4-5-1 at times, and then we just couldn't handle them. I don't know, you can't really explain it, can you? Because they've been so consistent recently. But I think that's what leads to most of their goals, the pace, especially when they came flying out of the box in the second half. I just don't think we were ready for it. I don't know if it's... I don't think we were cocky to think that it was done and dusted, but I think we should have been more prepared and expected them to come out of the box a bit more and maybe been a bit more defensive in our approach. Like I said, David Benega ran it by someone, just didn't mark him. Just,
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Do you know what? It's always good to play devil's advocate on stuff. And I was having a conversation during the podcast on EdmundTV.com last night with Si. Si, I think I'm right in saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you thought there was a level of arrogance maybe that crept into the game. Yeah. And you were looking at that maybe from... Let's look at Firmino's no-look finish.
Yeah.
Do you try that if you don't think the game's done and dusted? I mean, first off, imagine if he misses that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's the greatest finish that's ever happened to me that I've seen. Like, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You don't do that in a Champions League game. All right, it's 2-0. But imagine if you miss. I mean, he could have fallen over his feet. Anything could have happened. But there is question marks, whether you agree with it or not, about that side having a little bit too much arrogance.
I don't think we played well defensively anyway. You watch back that first half, you watch back the whole game, the amount of times we were out of position, they were in the middle of the park and had the ball at their feet. That's where the chances come. Carrier saves us twice in that game, massive saves.
Is that the Nolito one and the one that was called off for offside that goes onto the bar?
Sorry. Was that offside? Yeah. Okay. But it's one of them where we didn't play well yesterday. We got 3 goals off of just taking our chances there, and that's something we don't do. Imagine like the flick-ons from the front post. That's what we've conceded off, and I just don't think we were.
Can I give you another narrative that I was thinking about last night? Here's the thing. Everybody thinks that Liverpool played amazing first half because they scored 3 goals.
Yeah.
And we played shit second half because we conceded 3 goals. I'm of the opinion that we didn't play well all game and we got a draw away in Sevilla. Because Liverpool got two goals from set pieces. They're not well-worked goals, and they're not goals that we've come to rely on this season. They're goals when we've capitalised on situations, which is actually quite unlike us. You know, we're normally carving teams apart and Salah in behind and all that type of stuff. We didn't really have a lot of that. We had a couple of those opportunities where Henderson plays through Firmino and the keeper makes a save. I think that's at 1-0. And then you had the one where Coutinho outside of the boots it to Mo Salah, almost a carbon copy of the last game against Southampton, and Salah's is saved down low to the keeper's left-hand side. But two goals from corners and one from, a great ball by Alberto Moreno. Yeah. Sadio Mane takes the shot and Firmino does his classic no-look finish. And then some mad dancing. So, spin it this way. Liverpool didn't play very well and got a draw away against a team that don't lose.
Exactly. You know, and to keep us top of the Champions League group. And I think you've got to keep that in mind is that they're a great side, like you said just then. They're not bad. They've got good players and it's just the way we did it. It feels like a loss to us. It feels like a win to them. And it's neither. It really isn't. I don't know.
Yeah, imagine being on the opposite side as well. If you were going 3-0 down in a game and someone did a no-look shot and scored, how pissed off and wound up would you be?
I'd snap him.
What?
I'd come from miles away just to snap him.
But it'd motivate you to get back into the game, wouldn't it? Go, well, you're taking the piss out of me here.
It absolutely would. If any of them saw it. Yeah. I mean, he did clock eyes with all of the severe players as he did it, so they definitely did see it. One thing that we need to talk about, I think, is the captaincy thing. The captain, Jordan Henderson, and his performance. You know, you go on social media straight after the game, you can just look through our YouTube comments. I've asked people for their comments on Henderson, so do get them in, and we'll come to them shortly. Leadership, Henderson's midfield performance, 55%. Passing is terrible from your midfielder. But for me, and I said this last night on my match reaction, I still stand by it, I don't look for leadership from just one person. I look for leadership from 11 individuals who play that game. You know, when you're playing at any level of football, whether it's 5-a-side, 11-a-side, whatever, do you rely on your captain to G you up for a game of football? Nah, you don't. You've got to internalise that. You've got to take responsibility for that. And you've got to come out and show that you're a part of the team and you want to be a part of the team and you'll give your all for that team. That's what we were missing last night. Not leadership just from our captain. Leadership from every one of those players, and I know we disagree on this, bar maybe Chan. Because Chan stepped up big time for me second half. He was tearing around trying to win the ball back. Didn't always come off, of course. Doesn't. But the leadership thing for me is all about 11 captains.
Yeah, and look, Henderson wasn't good enough. Neither was Gini Wijnaldum. That's why they overran the midfield. Yeah. It's that simple. And as soon as we bring Chan on, we go into a three, more rigid kind of thing, instead of the two. I think, look, Sevilla got the tactics spot on. He just went, right, second half, let's exploit their formation, and they did. They outplayed us in the midfield. They realised, let's just overrun the two of them, and they did that. And I think, look, that the substitution from Klopp to take Moreno and Coutinho off, really good. I don't care about the timings. We've just conceded the second one, and he's done it, boss. That's what we needed to do. And I think Chan was good, but I also think Milner really just went. Where Moreno might have gone, right, let's do it. He just went, no. The first time he got even close to the ball, he went, calm down, I'm taking the throw in, I'm going to take 5 minutes to do it.
I think Milner's that leader that you need with European experience to do that. Because as soon as he came on, he was G-ing people up and, like you said, just calm down, slow play down. That's what we needed to do because they were just all over us.
Okay, we'll get into some of the comments then anyway. Stuart Smith, talking about Jordan Henderson, says, good player, but isn't good enough to captain our club. But looking round, who else is going to take it? Hendo Wijnaldum, not good enough in midfield, says Brainy Graff. Stuart Smith said, just want a proper bastard in midfield. I think he's coming in the summer. Carlos David, I'll leave that one, but thank you for the nice comments. That's a bit self-serving. Michael Nicosia, Pajak, who is the player that splits opinion the most? Jordan Henderson. That's why he shouldn't have the armband. Jay Carris says, I think Milner should be captain. Ali hit zero. If Hendo plays, for me, we're just lucky to win. Come on, man. Play nice. Stuart Smith, excuses for Henderson all the time. It's bollocks. He's got the armband for a reason. Mike Tyson, captains are boring. Milner's boring. Perfect match. So there's quite a few things there, isn't there? I think Henderson does seem to split the fan base. Here's the thing, and it's a tweet that Steor came out with last night. How many goals does leadership stop yet? I mean, it was a question, and I think it was somewhat Jordan Henderson. But if you've got leadership across the pitch, maybe you do stop goals. But if Jordan Henderson's got that leadership, does he stop any goals? He's having a really bad game regardless. I think he was shouting at the referee and stuff. The fact for me is, the reason I'm pissed off with Jordan Henderson is, he's had a bad game, exactly. Like an absolute stinker of a game. Like probably him and Moreno were the two worst players on the pitch for me. Like,
yeah, definitely. It's hard because when he has a great game, he has a great game. But then sometimes he has a great game and no one sees it. Yesterday, no excuses for him. He had an awful game. And what do you say? Do you just get rid of him? Let's just sell him in January.
Here's the thing, right? And this is kind of what I've come back to and what the comments are talking about, Ross, is that people want someone else to be the captain, but the type of captain they want is a real leader. Now, from those 11 performances, 12, 13, 14 performances last night, who is that leader? Because arguably it'd be Emre Can. I don't think he's Liverpool captain material because A, he might be going in January, and B, he's not a first name on the team sheet kind of guy as well. So that would be silly. You've got James Milner, who doesn't play all the time. It's the problem that it's not that Henderson's the captain, it's that people don't think we've got a captain. And I'll throw a name out that I think could be, and it was brought up in one of the shows last night. Adam Lallana, former captain, leads by example, starts the press, wins the tackles high up the pitch, but best mates with Jordan Henderson. Probably wouldn't want to go against him. So what's the problem there? Is that is it that Jordan Henderson the captain, or that there's no captains, clear cut captains for Liverpool?
In that current team that's fit, I don't think there is. I agree, Lallana. Would suit that, or Milner if he played regularly. I think people see Klopp as that role that people want as a captain, someone screaming, shouting and delegating. So we have him on the pitch, but we don't have anyone in there that's doing it. And I think the problem with Henderson last night is that's when you want your captain to step up, is when you're either having a bad performance or you having a European away fixture, is when you need to step up and show not only a performance, but a captain's performance as well, because that's what we've been used to over 10, 15 years, or even longer than that.
Yeah. Okay, well, there we go. That's the review show. We'll be off now to film the final word show. Paul will obviously be hosting that. I'll be joining him, as well as another guest or two. Looking forward to that. If you want the real in-depth stuff where we go into all the major talking points in the game, do get over to theredmentv.com. You can get it as a video version. If you just like podcasts, you can get every single subscriber show we do as a podcast now. So you can save A, on your bandwidth, and B, your eyes from looking at me all the time. So do get over, check out theredmentv.com. Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to like the video. And I've just got one more comment, except obviously it's just gone off my screen. To end us on, James Stavroulakis, the Sevilla manager has cancer and told his team at half-time, apparently, and they scored three. If that's the case, I'm not angry. He's not angry. You shouldn't be too. Liverpool have drawn away to Sevilla in the Champions League. We still topped the group. Destiny's in our own hands, and this side played badly and got three goals. That's not something to smile about. I don't know what is. Thanks for watching. See you next time. So.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.